Hello and welcome to Wild Man Steve's Record Shop, a weekly podcast featuring artists talking about and performing their music in my studio or from a previously made recording. I'm your host, Wild Man Steve, and this is episode 16 featuring Acoustic Syndicate. Acoustic Syndicate is a rock, folk, bluegrass band from North Carolina formed in 1992. They've toured nationally in the U.S., including appearances at Farm Aid and the Bonnaroo Festival. Their sound is characterized by three-part vocal harmony and complex polyrhythmic banjo playing. Lyrically, the group often discusses themes relating to subsistence, sustainability, and quality of life. The McMurray family comes from a small family farm in Cleveland County, North Carolina, near Shelby, North Carolina. They've been farming the same region that their ancestors settled over 200 years ago. We caught up with the band at the Rocco Revival Festival back in October of 2019, at which, unfortunately, they were rained out of their performance. The performance you will hear are from the following night at the 4th Annual Blue Ridge Jam at the Pisgah Brewing Company in Black Mountain, North Carolina. Oh my God, I can't believe I got you guys in the record shop. Thank you so much for coming. Right. Acoustic Syndicate. My God, I swear, guys, you are one of my all-time favorite bands like 20 years ago.
25,
you guys have been together 25, and it was, I think, around 93 that I first saw you, or 92, somewhere around there. And I mean, you became one of my all-time favorite bands because you managed to blend bluegrass and, you know, kind of country feel with jazz and all kinds of other styles of music in such a lovely way, in a very tasteful way. You know what I mean? And then you disappeared, and I'm like, where did they go? You know, so tell me about that whole, I mean, you guys were national, going all over the place, touring a lot, and then suddenly,
kaboom.
Where did they go? You know, so families, tell me about it.
Families, kids, yeah.
Record industry kind of tanked too, you know, it got really hard to sell records after Napster and
tell me about
stuff came out, and we, file sharing just sort of made it clear to us that the only way we were going to be able to this is Steve McMurray, by the way. So we became kind of abundantly clear that the only way we were going to be able to make it was to just tour.
Yeah.
And like Fitz was saying a minute ago, we with the addition of new kids in the family and you know, one thing or another, my wife at the time, she had a little bit of a spinal issue. And
bummer.
Yeah. And so we had some obligations that we needed to sort of attend
basically,
to. So
life got in the way.
Right. You know? So we were looking at, you know, 250 days a year to make a living touring, and that was kind of, I'm not sure we were all willing to do that. So
I get that. But you guys have stayed together all this time, and you know, during that period, you played a show here, a show there around your North Carolina, you know, area where you live. And I saw all this and I'm like, man, it's so far to go from Auburn, Alabama to see one show from one of my favorite bands. It's still a long ass way to go. And I had a lot of money to do, you know, and all that. But it was like one show here. Now, recently, I've seen that you guys are going further away, but you're still doing, like, go to Montana for one show, you know, go to, you know, Pisgah Brewery for one show, you know, but you're kind of going out and coming back and out and coming. Okay, I gotta understand the strategy here.
Oh, it's a very complicated, very elaborate, most well thought out strategy you've ever thought of in your life. Actually, we don't have any idea what the hell we're doing.
I guess you could say it's striking a balance.
Dig it.
With our lives, with family, and doing what we love to do.
Well,
and what's fun.
And what's fun to do.
And the music that you guys have put out over the years, which is going to lead me into my next question, but it's just, it is so unique. Each album has a kind of a tone to it that is different from the one before, and you explore different areas of blending genres and styles, and you all are such fine musicians, players. You're technically really good, you know. It's a joy to see you. And I was robbed tonight. I'm in pain. I mean, my gut is twisting in horrible places. You don't want to know what's going to happen tomorrow when I sit on the toilet, you know. But, I mean, I am hurt that I didn't get to see you guys play tonight. But, you know, you can't fight Mother Nature. But the fact is, leading to my next question, I talk too much. What I would like to know is, I know y'all are writing stuff, a new album maybe, or just a download or something like that. What do you think?
Tell them, Jay.
Well, we're talking about it. It's always in discussion.
Cool.
It's always an option.
Because you know, I know you guys probably have, like, what, 30 new songs since the last album you put out, something like that. You guys are writers. You're going to write, you know? And so, you know, we got to know.
Dump the whales shrouded in the water. The pigeon river's running black.
What's happening, everybody?
You know, it's like, really, you know, it's like, oh my God, I bet they have new songs.
Well, I've got some stuff I've been sitting on for a while, and this is Steve, by the way. Been sort of recultivating it, but some of it's kind of old. The thing of it is, you know, I'm so set in my ways, it's hard for me to break out of the album mold, you know. And Jay's kind of on the cutting edge of things, and he goes, "We don't have to make a damn album."
Yeah.
You know, we could do a single.
Well,
or an LP, right. You know,
downloads, like, you can do a single.
Exactly.
You can do a two-sided single. You can do an EP, which is like five songs.
Right.
You know, it's no big deal. They're downloading it, you
so
know. And then probably burning it to CD. That's what I do. You know, of course, I'm like, you know, ancient and do old school things, and I need to hang on to it. Hell, I say, put it out on vinyl, you know? I mean,
Well, that's funny you should say that, because that's exactly what we're thinking about doing.
Yeah. I love you guys. I swear to God. Vinyl sounds so much better. Everybody knows that. I can prove it in my studio.
Right.
The bottom line is, and you know what? This year, in 2019, vinyl is going to outsell CDs.
That's right.
Money-wise.
Oh,
now,
I'm
not sure what that means unit-wise, because LPs are, they're $25, $30, $40, you know. And a CD
$10. That's good for bands, though. I mean, really, because
absolutely, you're making more money, and it costs more to manufacture.
Yeah.
But even a single, a two-sided single, hate to say it, but the hipsters love that shit, and they will buy it by the truckload.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, and I have to admit it. I would prefer to buy vinyl. It sounds better. I've got three turntables in my house. When I want to sit down and listen to an album, that's what I listen to.
Yeah. That's the trick to it, because you consciously listen to it, because you have to turn the thing over.
Yeah.
When the side ends, you have to physically go and pick it up, flip it over, and put the needle back down again.
That is very,
so
very true.
You're consciously choosing to. It's not just, you know, music is like a constant stream these days.
I went to work today, same as yesterday and the day before. And I work every day till I work my life away, and I can't work anymore. Now it occurs to me, now at long last I see what I should have done. You might be a good man, it won't turn out like you planned.
Might be a good man, but I like to play. Even angels fall. I'm so
soul tonight. I lay me down to sleep and pray the Lord my soul to keep. And I see you again. It's been so many days since I felt this way. I hope it never ends. I hope it never ends. I hope it never ends. I'd like to see something good happen for me, but I can't complain. Cause if you'll come to me, you'll have the destiny. Keep grinding, but I'm so glad you came out today. Oh, I'm so glad you came to spend the day.
The thing I miss about albums was the thing that hooked me on music to start with. You know, when you go to a record store and buy an album, you've got something tactile there that you can hold in your hands.
Yeah.
You pull that stuff out, you know, you never know what's going to be on that liner note, you know, and you open that thing up, especially if it's like, you know, Yes, you know, it's a double album, you know, or something like that when I was a kid, you know.
Tales of the Topographic Ocean.
You just get lost in that shit, man. You just kind of
oh, my God, Roger Dean's art is just,
And so, you know, Little Feat used to always go to a lot of trouble to really put some interesting artwork and a lot of liner notes in there. They weren't shy about, you know,
I always did was sit, when I'm listening to it the first time, I am pouring through every word that's on that thing. You can actually read it. I mean, on a CD case, you're like, oh, I can't even read it with my magnifying glass. Yeah, you know?
I went for a run about 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. I was running in my hometown. It was early morning. There was an old garage that was going out of business. It's been out of business for a long time. So the family deceased, that hired a company to come in and go through and sort through there. So I was going up through there, and a guy yelled at me. And he said, come in, or it might be something you might be interested in. We're going to sell this stuff dirt cheap. And so they were selling old auto parts, boxes and stuff. Lo and behold, I scored 400 LPs.
No.
From Spyro Gyra to all the Little Feat records to Genesis. Everything that I said.
Beautiful.
70s and 80s music. 40 bucks.
Well, hey, guess what? I know that's such a thrill. That happened to me a bunch in my record store. People were, you know, selling their records to buy CDs, and I'd get them to come in with like 200 records, and, you know, probably half of them were, you know, dollar albums, you know, or two-thirds of them. But there were always some good winners in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, well, these are the ones I really want, and the rest of this stuff is kind of crap. I won't give you much for those, but I'll give you a pretty good buck for those. And you'll make more money if you just get the trade value, and you can pick out any CD you want in the store to fill that value, which I'm making more money on just doing that trade instead of giving them cash out. And so it was like, I mean, there was some like that where there was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
There's so much stuff in this collection because it was a drummer friend who actually lives in Asheville. He's lived everywhere, but he's ended up in Asheville. But it's quite a collection.
Nice.
Plus a couple of baskets of 45s. I haven't even went through all the
45s. Oh, cool. I've got a zillion of those, and some of them I have never even listened to. You know?
I bet your record collections.
It's about 5,000 LPs. I've got probably about 12,000 CDs, and I mean, it's stupid.
Do you know the words to every song on those CDs?
No. I'm the worst with lyrics. I swear to God, I remember catchphrases. I mean, I have a friend who's a real lyric nut, and I make him crazy because he'll quote some lyric from a popular song, and I'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about, you know?
Hey, remember the old, I used to have a 45, speaking of old record collections, but I used to have a 45 that was a Led Zeppelin 45 that had, the B side of the 45 had the song, Hey, Hey, What Can I
Do
on it?
Yeah, that was Immigrant Song.
Immigrant Song. I used to have that one, remember?
Yeah.
That would be something kind of cool to have.
Yeah, I sold several of them in my store. And most of them were in pretty good condition. Yeah. I usually got about $10 for them.
Oh, wow.
Something like that. But because it is not really a rarity, they pressed probably 10 million of them.
Yeah.
You know, but it's hard to find one in good condition.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody loves, Hey, Hey, What Can I Do?
Yeah.
You know?
Feeling so lazy, spent all day lying in the sun. Till one day they said, hey, let's pack up our bags and go see what this world has become. Hey, let's go to Pisgah, I think they got beer there. I've always wanted to see those pretty young people wearing beautiful clothes, sliding down off the mountain hose. Oh, so they stopped at the ocean, put all their toes. So Pumpkin and Daisy began to get lazy. Papaya said, this ain't for me. Oh, let's go to the mountains. I hear they got snow there. I've always wanted to see those pretty young people wearing beautiful clothes. But now I'm on the mountain on skis. Carry on, my sweet little one. Might as well have us some fun. Brian McMurray on the banjo.
That feeling when you sing high tenor and you almost pass out?
All the time.
I'm glad
so they hopped on a train that was headed out west. Finally wound up out of Vail. And the pretty young people wearing beautiful clothes or smoked up an all cool ass hell. So the three friends went over the mountains to Boulder, hooked up with some cool cat named Neil. Met all of his friends and went out on the road. On tour with old Larry Keel. Carry on, my sweet little one. Carry on, the travels are done. I hope you'll find your place in the sun. Oh, and while we are here, guess where? But let's go have us some.
running and dizzy, feeling so lazy. Now I land in the sun. One day they said they'd just pack up our bags and go see what this world has become. On the way to the station, picked up a fire, said, come along for the ride. Up on a train and away they go, laughing and singing on it. About 6 months later, papaya and tater, her boyfriend she met out on the road. We're down to the southwest of New Mexico to live in a hospital mode. Hey, in the day, begin to get lazy, so they call on my train back home. And the last time I heard, they was back at their place, but now I'm new roots. But let's go have us some fun.
Well, interesting fact, last week we were in Montana, or 2 weeks ago, doing Rhythm and Roots, or well, I guess it was 3 weeks ago. But anyway, a friend of ours texted me some song lyrics, and it was from Police, and it was from Secret Journey. And an interesting tidbit I found out about that, on the 45 of Secret Journey, the Police, the flip side, the B-side, was never on an album.
Wow.
And I don't even know what that song was. But
There's a fair amount of that kind of stuff out there.
Yeah. It wasn't included in any of the records.
It's amazing, all these years of listening, you know, 40 years of listening to the Police.
Yeah. A new one.
And then you hear a song that you've never heard before.
Yeah, a new one.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you know, you guys are dear to my heart. It's so good to see you. It's such a painful horror to me that you couldn't play because of the weather tonight.
It's raining out there now. We can hear it on the roof.
I don't doubt it. But you know what? I am going to make a point to find you and see one of your shows and maybe even try to get you into Auburn and turn on a whole lot of great people to your fantastic music. It's great to see you guys.
Thank you
so much for coming in. Website?
AcousticSyndicate.com.
Okay. Folks, go to the website. Buy their shit. You'll be happy you did.
Oh, we got some new swag too. We got a new haul of new merchandise and reordered some records. So
I hope so. It's been like 12 years.
Fully stocked right now. But I just want to say thank you, Wildman Steve, for hanging with us all these years, man. It's been a real pleasure to know you.
I've missed you guys. We've
been friends for a very long time.
Long time.
And it's always a pleasure running into you, man, at these places. Thank you for doing what you do.
Been too long.
Yep.
It won't be that long until the next time.
I hope not.
Time.
We're going to hold you to that.
That's where it's at. No doubt about it. Well, again, thank you for coming in the record shop. Folks, AcousticSyndicate.com. Guess what? Now we're going to get to hear a bunch of cool music.
Thank you. If the rainbow's a roller coaster, y'all hang on, I'll be right back. Y'all know the song. I wouldn't bring it back. And the barrel roll.
Sing it, y'all. That's all I know.
Now here we are, the time. And then we could go wherever we wanted to go. If the rainbow was a roller coaster, oh, I could ride it for free. Would you go upside down?
Y'all know that part.
If the rainbow was a roller coaster, and I could take it anywhere, I wouldn't bring it back, I just keep on running. I would see what all's out there. And we could pack ourselves a picnic basket and eat our supper in the sky. Make a bed up on old Cloud Nine, and in the morning we could go another ride. Rainbow's a roller coaster. Oh, I could ride it for free. Or would you go
upside down?
Upside down. And if you could, do you think you'd come with me to the end of the line? You know I love you and I want to make you, oh, make you my roller coaster till we all get back. No.
Thank you, folks. God bless you. We're Acoustic Seneca.
The band is touring regularly. Keep up with their schedule at www.acousticsyndicate.com and be sure to like them on Facebook. Stay tuned and subscribe so you don't miss an episode of Wild Man Steve's Record Shop. Thanks for listening.